on Southeast AgNet.
Florida Citrus Mutual CEO Mike Sparks addresses alternatives for research funding in the wake of Governor Crist vetoing a bill that authorized grower assessments by the Citrus Research and Development Foundation.
We're wrestling with several options. There's a combination of trying to override the governor's veto, or do we look for opportunities in this special session? And then there's always that fallback position. Is there still funding authorization under the old foundation order? We're exploring all three. The weakest one of those, we believe, is trying to override the governor's veto.
Another fallback
position, I would assume, would be going back to the Citrus Commission, which has funded this activity before.
Yes, unfortunately is. We were hopeful that we would not have to tap the Citrus Advertising Trust Fund, but we might have to recommend a commission to utilize that as a funding source.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.